It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. On today's ship schedule on the Columbia River, we have 2 inbounders, we have 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea, and we have 8 vessels in our Astoria anchorages. In our marine weather forecast, the rain returns. We have drizzle in the morning, southwest winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the southwest, they match those local winds. 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 8 feet at 13 seconds. And today we're going to be going through our ship schedule in a little bit more detail to talk about some of the cargoes on these ships, where they're going, and various details like that that I think are kind of interesting. Let's start with our first inbounder, the Dani'i. She is arriving from El Salvador, which is just north of Panama, and on the west side, on the Pacific side. And she is headed for Vancouver's anchorage, and she's going to be going actually back downriver to Longview eventually to pick up logs there at the port of Longview. So she'll pass Astoria inbound around 3 p.m., and she'll be in Vancouver by about 9 p.m. So these logs, eventually when she picks them up, are headed for Asia, and that's pretty typical of the logs that go out of the Columbia River. Our next inbounder is an ATB rig, an articulated tug and barge rig, which is a specially designed tug and a barge. The tug fits into a notch in the rear of the barge, and together they look kind of like a ship from a distance, but they actually are a tug and barge that can separate. She is arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland, and her cargo is refined petroleum. I don't think we have any crude oil going out of the Columbia right now. At one time we did out of Port Westward, but I believe that that has ceased, at least for now. So the petroleum that you see coming in and out of the Columbia River is generally something like jet fuel, gasoline, biodiesel, things like that. So, and these, the ATB, these vessels that have the word Reliance in their name, they all belong to Crowley Maritime, and they're interesting vessels for many reasons, among them that they are U.S.-flagged Jones Act vessels traveling exclusively between U.S. ports. So that means that they are U.S.-flagged. They're flagged in the United States. They fly the U.S. flag. They're crewed by U.S. citizens or U.S. nationals, and the vessels themselves were built in the U.S. These things are required under the Jones Act for vessels that are doing domestic trade between U.S. ports. So all of these foreign flag vessels that come into the river are have foreign ports outside the United States in their itineraries, and that is why they are allowed to be registered in other countries. But if they were exclusively doing business just between U.S. ports, they would have to be U.S.-owned, U.S.-crewed, and actually built in the U.S. In our outbounders, we have the St. Dimitros leaving Kalama. She's a dry bulk carrier, could have corn, soy, or wheat on board. Leaving around 3 a.m., she could pass Astoria outbound around 9 a.m. Now, she might be carrying all one cargo. She might have be carrying all wheat on board, or she might be carrying different cargoes in different cargo holds. So some corn, some soy, some wheat. The cargo holds on these ships are huge and completely separate. So it is quite likely, quite possible, that one cargo hold is going to one place and one cargo hold is going to another in terms of destinations for this vessel. So it may be going to one port to unload one of those cargo holds and to another port, to destination port to unload another. Or it could be carrying 2 different cargoes for the same customer. Those are all options. Next outbound is another ATB rig, the ATB Commitment. She is leaving Portland, but she's not carrying cargo today. She's leaving from the shipyard at Swan Island. She'll be leaving around noon and probably pass Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. She's been up there at the shipyard, probably getting repairs and maintenance, and vessels do this on a regular basis. I would say once every few years at least. Vessels that are in regular use all the time need to go in and get you know, kind of like taking your car in for a tune-up, getting things fixed, making sure that the vessel is still seaworthy, and bringing it up to speed if it's not. So she's been there getting some maybe repairs and maintenance in the shipyard. It's very common to see vessels coming in here to do that at that shipyard at Swan Island in Portland. Next is outbound is the Teresa Pride. She's a dry bulk carrier leaving the port of Vancouver carrying potash, a very frequent cargo here outbound, used for fertilizer worldwide. The Ohio is leaving Port Westward, and I believe her cargo is ethanol, and that is Klatskanai. She's going to be leaving there from noon. She'll be probably passing Astoria about 2:30 or 3 p.m. outbound. The African Gannet is a dry bulk carrier leaving Portland. I believe dry cement is her cargo, leaving around 4:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10:30. And another Crowley Maritime ATB rig, the Sea Reliance, is leaving Portland, refined petroleum there, leaving Portland around 5:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11:30 p.m. There's a fleet of these ATBs that belong to Crowley that come into the river, and they all have the word Reliance in their name. Sea Reliance, Sound Reliance, Ocean Reliance, you'll see that one come in here too, and they are regular visitors to our waters. Next outbound is the Brant. She's leaving Longview with Petcoke on board. She is leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. And so what, you might ask, is Petcoke? Well, it's petroleum coke, and it's a byproduct of the oil refining process, often used in fertilizer production, so that is one of its uses. It's also used as a fuel source in some power plants. One cargo on the river that I've talked about many times that is quite prevalent is wheat on the Columbia. We export a lot of wheat here, and because we're talking a lot about wheat in world news right now because of the situation in Ukraine, I just want to clarify that we don't see wheat coming into the river here. We only see wheat going out, and that's true of most of our cargoes. But you can always tell by looking at a ship going by. A loaded ship that has cargo in it is sitting much lower in the water than those that are light. But the ones that are light, you can see the bottom paint exposed. You see those in the anchorage all the time because they're waiting to pick up cargo. And in our Astoria anchorages, we have those vessels. They are all awaiting orders. The Desert Moon, the BTG Denali, the Diamond Globe, the Scarlet Island, the Grand Concord, the Hercules Ocean, the Ever Zenith, and the Sakazaya Ace. Now, a note here on ships in the anchorage that have that notation on them, awaiting orders. What does that mean? I've started posting the ship schedules again on the Ship Report website at shipreport.net, and folks have had a few questions and comments about that. What that means, that awaiting orders, is that the river pilots, the Columbia River pilots, are awaiting final orders to guide the ships to their destinations upriver. Most ships have their destinations predetermined, already worked out when they get here, but not all. And sometimes the exact berth they're going to is decided when they're already here. It can depend on what berth becomes available first upriver, so they wait for the right time to go. And outbound ships can also wait in upriver anchorages to head downriver, depending on tide and available water, meaning enough depth for them to safely make it downriver with the changing tide. So there are a lot of reasons why a ship could potentially be waiting in an anchorage somewhere on the river. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.